The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Happiness Solved with America's happiness coach, Sandy Scarlatta.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me today. I'm so happy you're here. I'm Sandy Scarlatta. I was born in Virginia Beach and raised in the Baltimore-Annapolis area and had very humble and tragic beginnings. And as a result, my life was a hot mess. Thankfully, 33 years ago, I got my act together. And since that time, I have dedicated my life to serving others and raising awareness that no matter what you've been through, you can choose happiness and live the life of your dreams. Happiness Solved is dedicated to giving you content that is empowering, motivational, inspirational, and of course, a dose of happiness. It's my way to give back to the world and share other people's stories. This thing called life can be challenging, and my guests share their amazing stories, wisdom, and life lessons that demonstrate anyone can choose happiness. You see, happiness is a choice, and the choice is yours. Today's episode is amazing, and I am so grateful for you. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to leave a review and follow me on social media at Coach Sandy Scarlatta. Enjoy the show. Dana Kennedy, it is such a pleasure to be seeing you again, and thank you so much for your flexibility as you're in Australia, and we had some technical difficulties with our last recording, so take two.
Take two. We do it all again. It's fantastic.
Yeah, well, the good thing is, well, not that it's a good thing, but I interview so many people that honestly, I don't even remember our conversation. So it's all new to me. So you are known as one of Australia's foremost strategic life coaches, and you help your clients gain control of their lives in order to achieve their visions and goals. So I'm really, really excited to talk about that. And I want to talk about your best-selling book, Simplify, Structure, Succeed, and the Life Plan, Simple Strategies for a Meaningful Life. Awesome. Yeah. I love that title because we all need simplicity in our life, right?
Yeah. Well, I really found, you know, I've been coaching for 20 years now. I was one of the first in Australia to be qualified and study and, you know, do all of that stuff because I wanted to coach elite athletes into retirement because nobody had a plan. And everyone seems to have a life, a sport plan or a career plan or a finance plan, but no one's got a life plan, you know, that umbrella that really sits over the top where everything has to feed into. So I really thought about it a lot and thought about we just need to have everything in simple columns, in a simple spreadsheet, which is our entire life all in one. So everyone can get that beautiful snapshot, the big map. So that's why I ended up writing the books. And it was all about how do we do it simply rather than reading a whole book on value. I want to give it to you in four pages rather than, you know, reading a whole book on mindfulness. Let's do four pages or goal setting. Don't read a whole book on goal setting. I'll just give you the, you know, the quick cheat sheet for it, you know. So that's how it all sort of started. And now I've written seven books that are all around the world in other languages and a lot of bestsellers. And, you know, that's really something I never had predicted that would happen at the beginning of my career as a coach.
So what was the backstory that got you into coaching? Because I've been doing it almost 20 years. I got certified in 2004. And there was probably a lot. It was more common in the United States.
Yeah.
In that during that time. So I definitely was not one of the first. So what drew you into wanting to be a coach and help people with strategizing your life?
Yeah. Well, I'd spent, you know, 8 years in my 20s, a lot of my 20s with elite athletes. So in sports management roles, in sponsorship roles for companies that sponsored elite athletes. So I was, you know, around athletes all the time, around high performance without burning out, you know, all of the strategies. And then I actually burnt out myself. You know, I got chronic fatigue syndrome because I did not respect the asset, which was myself, the body. It was just burn and churn, work harder. It was definitely the days of, you know, go hard or go home. Wellness was never mentioned. There was no talk about burnout. There was no talk about mindfulness, no talk about boundaries. So I just went really hard and was incredible, if I say, at my job. It was amazing. I had a couple of hundred athletes that I looked after for a company.
Wow.
Excuse me. And then I got chronic fatigue syndrome.
Mm.
So I had full adrenal burnout, was in bed for a year. And it was actually when I was in bed for that year at 29 years of age that I really thought about, wow, I can't keep going on like this. There has to be a better way. And I got myself a coach because I'd been around high performance and everybody had a coach. I think I need a coach, right? So I got myself a coach, which no one had even, you know, people outside of sport were like, what the hell are you doing? I don't need a psychologist. I don't need a counselor. I actually need a coach. And it was actually from that experience that I could really quickly see how the athletes were struggling with transition. And a lot of them were transitioning in their late 20s. Their athlete careers were finished and they just didn't know who they were without their sport. And I actually didn't know who I was without my job. I hadn't built the person.
Yeah.
I didn't have a life plan. I had a career plan only. So that's how it all started, really. It was actually because I did burn out and I was sitting there thinking, I need a plan. These people need a plan. Actually, everybody needs a plan. Why don't we get taught this at school? So that's when I started writing about the life plan and how everybody needs a plan.
Yeah, yeah. And especially going from that elite athlete into normal everyday society. And I've been fortunate enough to interview a couple of retired athletes on my podcast. And they all did try to figure out, what do I do now?
Well, it's a little bit about who am I? Am I without my job at the bank? Who am I without my sporting club? And when I do plans with people, we start with 20-year plans. So I'm 52, so my plan goes to 72, always 20 years ahead. And Matthew McConaughey had that amazing Oscar speech when he won the Oscar for Dallas Buyers Club about his role model being his 10-year-old self that he was always chasing, the bigger, better version. So if I think about my 70-year-old self, that's actually why I make decisions to go for a walk this morning, to do some stretching today, to lift some weights today. It's actually for my 70-year-old self, not because I should do it today because I know I should do this. I'm actually really got purpose and intention because I've thought about my older self and I've thought about why I'm not going to go shopping at the sale and buy 10 more towels, even though we've got enough towels, because my financial plan is done for freedom and I now have such purpose in my saving because I've got a proper plan and I understand it and I'm emotionally connected. So a lot of people don't have a plan. They don't have a vision. They don't have a map. They don't have, they haven't asked themselves, how do I want to feel in 10 years' time? Not just what do I want to have achieved, but how do I want to feel and who do I want to be and how do I want to make people feel? And because they haven't asked themselves those questions, they're just on that day-to-day existence, which is very, very stressful.
Mm, yeah, no kidding. And I love that you talk about your 20-year plan. I think about that as well. And for me, like I take care of my mom, who's now 83 years old. And because, you know, after my father passed away in 2016, he was the go-getter. He was the one that kept them busy. And she's such an introvert like myself. It's just that I see her and where she is today and how she's having mobility issues and it's pushed me. And now I'm going to the gym and I play tennis. And we talked about tennis before because right now while we're recording this, Australian Open is going on.
Exactly.
And it's so far behind and I have to watch matches and then like not look at my app on the phone to see who's winning. But I'm doing all this now because I want to be playing tennis in 20 years.
Yeah.
And I have to start now. I can't do it in 20 years. I don't know that it's ever too late, but you know, it's going to be a lot harder if you wait.
Well, it gives you purpose, right? You've got such purpose because you've got the vision of being very mobile in your 70s and 80s. So yeah. The same with me. The reason I go to yoga, even though I don't feel like it a lot of the time, is because I want to be able to tie up my shoes and get in and out of cars in my 80s. And there's such depth to that because you've done a plan. And for those that haven't done a plan, it's like, well, I should go to yoga, but I don't feel like it today. And that's just it. That's the end of their thought pattern. So we really want to open the mind to the large map, the life plan. And really think about, what is the journey? How do I want to feel on the journey? What are the decisions I'm making today to support the journey? But it gives us a reason to make a decision or even a reason to say no to things. Because actually that doesn't support my 70-year-old self. You know, somebody just asked me to do this coast trek here in Australia where it's 60-kilometre walk, but it's actually all on sand. Mm. And it's really deep, soft sand, really tough. And I'm saying, I'm going to say no, because it actually doesn't support my 70-year-old self, because I did so much running in my younger years. My knees are a little bit not right, and that would destroy my knees. And what for?
Yes.
So it actually gives me purpose, because my older self is saying, please don't go and destroy them any further. You know, you don't need to do sand challenges. You know, you can, I'm walking the Camino Trail this year, but that's not sand, you know. I can
walk very different terrain.
Very different. So it also gives you a reason and permission to say no, guilt-free.
Yeah. I know I had to stop ice dancing. I did it. I stopped 20 years ago. I didn't want to stop, but I knew that if I continued, today at 57, my knees would be trash. They would be toast.
Yeah.
Your body can't keep up with it.
And that's right.
Yeah. So you have on your website, and I love this, structure is the cornerstone of calmness, clarity, and control. And strategy brings freedom and results. Talk a little bit more about that. That's really just very succinct.
Yeah.
On point, right?
We need structure and we need strategy. So, you know, if you plant a tomato plant in the ground, it needs stakes to tie it up so it doesn't just flop when the wind comes and the fruit falls off. So we tie it to these structures that help it stay upright, to train it to grow up so it goes more towards the sun. We have strategy where, you know, we have proper ways that we're going to fertilize it, water it, aerate the soil, spray it, all of these kind of things to have the best possible tomato plant with the juicy, rich tomatoes. The soil is rich and fertile because we're constantly looking at it. We're exactly the same. We need structures. We need habits. We need routines. And human beings thrive. You know, when you're born, you thrive on rhythm and ritual. You know, you have to have a sleep. Then you wake up from your sleep and you have some food and a little playtime, and they change the nappy and they put you back to sleep. Start like that. And when that rhythm is out, the child is overstimulated or can't sleep or gets too tired, and that disrupts the pattern. We're actually the same all the way through. That's actually how we're wired. So structure and strategy are really important because it actually supports our brain function, and our brain needs a map. And without that map in the brain of, this is what I do at this time of day, this is my habit plan, we actually can never really thrive. And I think when we have great structures and rhythm, we can be spontaneous, we can be creative, because all of the basics have been taken care of. Hmm. You know, if we've got the basics of when we water the garden and when we fertilize it and when we do these things, we can be creative with where we train the plant to go and pick off a fruit when we feel like it, and because there's so much fruit. We can be spontaneous. We can be very creative. We can be very high energy when we've got all of the basics taken care of. And that's why with the life plan, it's simple strategies. You know, the more that we keep our life simplified with great structures, great rhythm, great strategy, great ritual, you know, all of the fun stuff can happen on top of that.
Yeah. And I was just thinking back to what you said before, where you said no to walking that long race or walk in the sand. Mm. How much of that is saying no? Because I know it took me a very long time to learn how to say no.
Mm. Me too. Without,
because right? You want to do it all. Guilty. Right.
Well, yeah, it's sort of like it's the ego that says, yes, I'll do that challenge because I know I can do it. And that will make me, you know, look good at 52, that I can walk 60 miles in the sand or whatever it might be. But then the kind heart is saying, well, hang on a minute. You know, I don't think you should do that. That's going to trash your knees. But it's how you get the mind to, and the ego just to calm down a little bit, to say, nobody really cares what you're doing. You know, it's actually a fight that you're having with yourself. So learning to say right. No to that party or that dinner invitation or that promotion that you know you don't really even want or you know is going to turn your life upside down. Sometimes even good things that are coming to us we have to say no to as well, just to protect the asset for the long-term strategy of how we're trying to feel.
Yeah, and I think some of that also comes as we get older, that we realize that, you know, like I would force myself to finish a book once I started it. Now I'm like, no, you know,
yeah, no.
If it's not catching me, I don't have to finish it. I don't have to finish the movie when I start. And as a matter of fact, my husband and I had tickets to this dance theater last night. And after an hour in, I was like, I'm done.
No.
I'm like, it's too repetitive. It's the same thing. I'm like, can we just go? And he's like, really? And I'm like, what's the difference? Whether we stay or we not, like, I'm not enjoying myself.
I think
like,
that's I think that's an age and maturity thing. Cause you know, you wouldn't do that in your 20s. You'd sit right through the whole thing. And that's the gift of wisdom, isn't it? That we have.
Right.
The people that I coach in their 20s and 30s, they have such a battle with saying no. And when they start and practice it a little bit for me, like as a bit of a project, the light bulb goes off and they say, actually, no, that doesn't serve me to do that. And sometimes we do need to do things we don't want to do, but a lot of the time it's our ego.
Yeah, for sure. So what I've been doing so much self-discovery and as I'm sure you do as well, and the older I get, I'm learning more and more about myself and more about how I work best and what environments are best for me. And then I'm also finding like with the clients that I work with, like it's not always a one size fits all, you know?
No.
Like, so what do you do with some of your clients that are like structure? Like, I mean, cause I like structure and I think we all need structure, of course, but if things are too structured for me, I don't thrive as well. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to allow that playfulness in like that you were just talking about and that creativity. So how do you work with some of your clients that may be a little, you know, push back when it comes to like structure, like too much, you know, or whatever?
Yeah. Well, we need to build slowly and
okay.
With creatives and people that really love that joy and playfulness feeling. You know, they start to realize that the more small structures I have in place, the freer I feel because everything's taken care of. I like my finances are done. I can be free. You know, if in winter we do all the boring activities, for example, so with my clients in winter here in Australia, we do finances, we do tax returns, we do databases, you write the book, who wants to do that when the sun's out? And we want to be outside. So there's such a reason for it that makes them feel so free. I never set goals in summer, ever. It is total freedom. And I want that freedom because I need to be outside with the blue sky and the sun and the beach. And, you know, it's just the highlight of my year. So I don't want to be sitting here with jobs that have been left undone. So there's a lot of purpose when we create a structure to appeal to our freedom and our playful side. And then also it's about creating space. You know, if we've got space You know, for example, finance is so boring. A lot of people hate it. They rebel against it. But if we just did half an hour a month, so on the first of the month is finance day for me and all of my clients, is we sit for an hour, we go through our finances, we pay the bills, you know, we tidy up the accounts, we send it to the accountant, we do the BAS, all of that kind of stuff is done. And that's it. We never have that whole pile. But it's structured on the first of the month, and it's in everyone's diaries. It's in everyone's outlook. So you sort of know you can't really go to bed until you've done the hour. That's it, because you want freedom. You don't want to ever see that big pile or have to do that when everyone else is at a barbecue in the summer.
Well, yeah, and that's also part of your strategy, right?
Yeah.
Which I love. Yeah. Do the boring stuff in the winter and the fun stuff in the summer.
Yeah.
That makes such sense. Yeah. I love that.
If it's dark outside and it's cold, no one's having a barbecue. No one's having dinner parties. No one's saying, let's go for walks and sunsets after dinner. Okay, great. Let's just smash all of those boring activities, because I do not want to miss a sunset. I do not want to miss a barbecue. With big barbecue outside culture here, we eat outside every night. I don't want to have anything on that list. So a lot of my clients very much adopt that same strategy. I even coach at night times in the winter because I don't want to coach very much in the summer. So I do a lot of it during the winter. Fantastic. You know, it really works for me. But each person's different. So whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, you know, we build your plan to suit you and really go into the emotional connection of why.
Mm. That why is so critical. So, so critical.
So important.
This has been such an amazing conversation. Is there anything else that we haven't shared with the audience that you want to, last burning thing you want to tell people, and where can people find you?
Yeah, I feel that a lot of people need to embrace the pace. You know, I think especially post-COVID and people learning to work from home and hybrid working and, you know, 3 years of fear factor and breaking news and everything's bad. I think we need to just embrace the pace this year and pace yourself through it a little bit and remember to keep nourishing the soul and going back to the soil as much as you can. And, you know, I think it's a pretty important year this year because hopefully things will start returning a little bit again to normal, and it's going to be fast, very, very fast. So pacing ourselves is really important, protecting the asset ourselves. Burnout is huge. It's costing people a lot of health, a lot of autoimmune flare-ups, et cetera. So let's just try and be kind and pace ourselves and do the basics and do the basics well. And let it be a year to master the basics. People can find me at shannakennedy.com. There is loads of free resources, free screensavers, free vision board kits on there to download, to create your map, to create your vision in pictures of how you want to feel, what are the words that are going to support you this year. Even though I've been a coach for 20 years, there's about 10 sticky notes around me and 3 vision boards, because the brain needs this constant reminder. If you hear a quote that you love, write it down, put it somewhere where you see it every day or you forget. So even after 20 years, people say, are you still writing on the mirror? Are you still writing sticky notes? Have you still got vision boards? I'm like, absolutely, because the minute they all go, the brain is so lazy it forgets. So we need to put the structure and the rhythm and the ritual and the words that keep us on track definitely up and around us.
Oh, I love that. Yes. And I have a lot of word art in my house. I call it word art, where it's just words, you know, that I have to see, you know, like underneath the TV, you know, just because it's like, it's that reinforcement. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. And we need to write on the mirror in a whiteboard marker to breathe, to celebrate ourselves, to put our values up there, to put some power words up there that really work for you individually, so that you see them every day when you brush your teeth or you're in the shower, or, you know, remind yourself to take 3 deep breaths every time you brush your teeth and just calm your nervous system. If we don't have the visual reminder, we don't do it. And that's that thing about structure and strategy.
Yeah.
Coming into play.
Shanna, so many golden nuggets. Listeners, please go to her website, shannakennedy.com. We'll also have that in the show notes. Download her freebies. And Yeah. Check her out for sure. Check out her books, because there's so much wisdom there in the 20 years and working with elite athletes as you did, and then going through burnout yourself. You certainly have a great story to share and a lot of wisdom that you can offer so many people. So thank you for who you are and everything that you do in this world. We really need so many more people like you. So thank you.
My pleasure. We're all students of life, and we keep learning and we keep evolving. And the next 20 years, you can start your 20-year plan, whether you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of time, and our brain does need that map. So enjoy that journey.
Shanna, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And thank you, all the listeners today. We really appreciate you. I certainly hope that you enjoyed today's interview. Thank you so much for joining me. And as always, I hope that you and your family are healthy and safe, and that your lives are filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Take care, everyone.